The Iraqi Defense Ministry is making one of its first major weapons purchases. It's buying tens of thousands of new American-made assault rifles. NPR's Graham Smith reports from Baghdad that they are supposed to be replacements for AK-47s.
Iraq's military faces many problems: troop desertion, poor training, too few helicopters, not enough body armor or night vision sets. One thing they don't lack is guns. The popping of the AK-47 is part of the soundscape here. Sometimes it's deadly serious, like this firefight Tuesday night. Other times it's security crews firing off rounds as they escort officials through city streets. Weddings are celebrated with a joyous volley of fire. And when Iraq's soccer team made it to the Asia Cup semifinals, Iraqis know the AK, or Kalashnikov. Almost every household has one. They sit in closets and corners. A Russian model costs $400, a Chinese one, $150. Many of the weapons Iraqi soldiers carry are old and worn. It's a cobbled-together armory, some seized after Saddam fell, others brought in by recruits. Sergeant Haider Shakir is a four-year veteran.
We should be on the same level with the U.S., or at least have the same as the insurgents. The insurgents have weapons the army can't match. Our AKAs fire only 30 to 40 rounds before their barrels overheat.
Now, the Iraqi army is gearing up to replace the AK. U.S. Brigadier General Terry Wolf works with Iraq's Minister of Defense.
He could have picked any type of weapon he wanted. He could have gone with AK-47s or AK-74s. Or M16s or M4s, and he went ahead and made the choice that he would buy M16s and M4s, and that was his choice.
The initial buy is 50,000 guns. Soldiers get the M16, $700 apiece. Officers, the pricier M4. It means more than $50 million for Connecticut-based Colt manufacturing, and it's a choice that has some Iraqis scratching their heads. Why new rifles? Why these?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They went out and tested them. So we had them all sitting there and went out to the range one Saturday and said, okay, you pick which one you want. So we had a lot of different weapons, and they shot them all, and they decided they wanted those.
NPR's Salim Amr visited a Baghdad checkpoint to ask Iraqi soldiers what they think about the new rifles. Mohammed Jawad is 25, an army driver.
The situation in Iraq doesn't require these weapons. What we need are special devices to detect IEDs and armored cars to protect our soldiers.
Jawad says the men are tired, ready to quit at any moment. They have to buy their own uniforms and flak jackets.
Only the company selling the arms will benefit, not us. What we have is enough. If you're shot at in the streets, we shoot back and that's it. AK or anything else. Whatever.
A second soldier agrees the priority should be on protecting checkpoints and markets. A third thinks a rifle upgrade would be good.
The AKs we have will only fire 1 in 10 bullets cleanly. It's a fiasco.
However, Mohammed Karim Ali says armor, helmets, and better vehicles should come first.
At our checkpoint, if we have to chase someone, we have to push our car first to get it started.
And, Ali warns, already, new guns that go to the Ministry of Defense get sold on the black market by officers. He thinks the same will happen to their AKs.
They'll sell the old arms to the militias, I swear.
At a recent defense ministry ceremony, Lieutenant General Nasir Abadi, the deputy chief of staff, said he supports the transition to the M16.
The AK-47, as you know, is a short-range weapon. And to have a better weapon than the M16 is what the army really needs for future combat missions.
Another high-ranking officer wouldn't talk on tape, but says he prefers the AK, calling it more powerful and accurate. He says that when fitted with accessories like an infrared spotting beam, the M16 has advantages, but it needs constant cleaning. Iraq's sand and dust makes it jam. A recent Army Times article echoes that complaint and describes the U.S. military's desire to rearm and replace the 42-year-old M16. The first shipments of the new rifles are set to arrive in Iraq later this month, and at the end of the year, 30,000 new weapons will be in the hands of the Iraqi military. The Kalashnikovs they'll replace supposedly go to storage for new recruits until enough American guns are available. Graham Smith, NPR News, Baghdad.